Ms. Candish. Thank you, Charlotte, and good morning. In the last several years, my work for Mary Noel and Pax Christi International, in that work, I have come to appreciate the depth and the breadth of the work for peace. Peace is much more than the absence of war. And one great gift of the Franciscan tradition in these times might be to help our world imagine a peace that is rooted in the kind of right relationships that Francis had with all of creation and with the most marginalized and impoverished people, that is rooted in the absence of a will to dominate the other, and in the celebration of diversity. In service to this expansive, enduring, inclusive peace, peacemakers in the tradition of Francis and Claire around the world are addressing violence that is multifaceted and has deep roots planted in different soils. Franciscan peacemakers are working to uproot cultural violence, extremisms that can be religious, racial, ethnic, political, gender-based, media-driven, and on and on. They are responding to street violence, to gangs, to trafficking in drugs and weapons and people, to interpersonal violence, often against women and children, and particularly against the most vulnerable people in our societies. They are trying to uproot economic violence that perpetuates poverty, dehumanizes millions of people around the world, produces and markets weapons for profit, abuses Earth and Earth's resources, and to uproot political violence, militarized foreign policy, political repression, torture, orchestrated fear, and on and on. And they are working to uproot, to end war, war between nations, war within nations, war between ethnic or religious or culturally different groups, and to stop terrorism. This broad framework of violences can help us think in a very practical way this morning about the work of Franciscans for peace in these times. If we were to do a really thorough survey, I have no doubt that we would find Franciscans as individuals and as communities involved along the whole spectrum of work for a peace that is truly sustainable, including the prevention, resolution, and transformation of violent conflict at a personal, interpersonal, communal, local, national, and international level. Franciscans are peacekeeping, most often at an unofficial level, present, in habit or not, to stop people from attacking each other. They are peacemaking, involved in mediation and track to diplomacy because of their deep local credibility, as are the institutional Catholic Church and many other communities of faith, Pax Christi, San Egidio, and on and on. They are peace building, engaged in the long-term work of reconciliation, reconstruction, the restoration of right relationships, and building skills to sustain those right relationships, strengthening local communities, supporting and holding to account government structures and institutions, reinvigorating the rule of law, and on and on. A few more specific examples, and I apologize in advance that this is only a small sampling of Franciscan work for peace around the world. I'm sure that all of you can fill in the gaps very well. But Franciscan work for peace perpetrators or victims of violence. It includes restorative justice. A Franciscan in São Paulo, Brazil, is working to incorporate a system of restorative justice into and as an alternative to the criminal justice system in that part of Brazil. Franciscan work for peace at this level certainly includes prison ministries. Franciscans in North Carolina and New York, and I know in many other places in the world, regularly visit maximum security prisons and serve as ministers to those on death row. They work in response to gang violence and for the reintegration of child soldiers. They provide conflict management training in post-conflict situations, for example, in Kenya, after the post-election violence 2 years ago, Franciscans provided specific courses in conflict transformation, conflict resolution, to help local communities move into the future in a peaceful way. Franciscan peace work also includes the kind of nonviolence education and training for which organizations like Pache Beni, which was founded by Franciscans in California in 1989, is increasingly well known around the world. Franciscan peace work includes support for peaceful alternatives to conflict, such as the peace communities in Colombia that simply refuse to cooperate with any side of the multiple-sided conflict in Colombia. Franciscans are directly involved with these peace communities, and Franciscans International has brought representatives of the communities to the United Nations Human Rights Council Commission to help protect and to open up space for these communities in the midst of the violence around them. As you know well, Franciscans International has repeatedly manifested its commitment to peace by its presence at the United Nations in Geneva and New York, Bangkok, and by its work elsewhere in the world in support of Franciscan commitments to peace, social justice, and respect for the integrity of creation. Franciscan peace work includes music and drama and art. For almost 25 years, while many of us who are members of the CC community in Washington, D.C., have been about more traditional kinds of work for peace, I have seen members of our community make peace with a trumpet and a guitar and a trombone and a piano and an ad hoc choir called the Solidarity Singers. Franciscan peace work is peace education and conscientization. By secular Franciscans working with Little Friends for Peace, who teach inner city children at risk about nonviolent conflict resolution. Peace education and conscientization by the Franciscan Action Network through its pledge for civility in political discourse needed so badly in the United States. Through peace studies programs that fund Franciscan colleges and universities around the world, and by, for example, the Damiera Initiative's efforts to, as they say, harness the capacity of the estimated 40,000 lay and religious members of the Franciscan family in 39 countries in Africa to build multi-ethnic, multi-faith, and mixed-gender grassroots groups known as Pan-African Conciliation Teams, who will be trained in the values and skills and knowledge required to grow and sustain the drive towards social justice and poverty eradication. Franciscan peace work is interreligious and inter-ethnic dialogue and cooperation. At the International Franciscan Center for Dialogue in Assisi, every year, over 1,000 people gather for meetings, dialogue, prayer, and information. Through a Franciscan peacemaking pilgrimage to Israel and the occupied territories, participants meet with Christians, Jews, and Muslims who are working together for a just faith. And when they return to their homes, They are committed to educate, to organize, and to advocate for peace in the Holy Land. Franciscan work, interreligious and interethnic dialogue, and cooperation for peace was also exemplified in the response of a particular Franciscan parish, one but not alone, in the United States to the proposed burning of the Quran by the pastor in Florida. The parish helped organize a blessing of the Quran on the steps of the cathedral in their city in California on September 11th. With other Christians, Jews, Sikhs, and Muslims, where people gathered to share readings from the Quran and from the Hebrew and Christian scriptures, and to place roses on the Quran as a symbol of peace and tolerance. I mentioned earlier that Franciscan work for peace is mediation, conflict resolution, track two diplomacy, and interposition. An example of this last is the work of secular Franciscans and Franciscan sisters with the Christian peacemaker teams in Colombia, in Palestine, and in Iraq. Their presence in the midst of volatile situations, like that of nonviolent peace force, Witness for Peace, Pax Christi, and many other groups, though small and underfunded, offers an important example of how we might deter ongoing violence. Franciscan peace work is also nonviolent resistance to war and preparations for war and to the root causes of violent conflict, like the persistent nonviolent witness of Franciscans Jerry Zawada and Louis Vitale to end the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, to stop torture, to eliminate nuclear weapons. And the nonviolent actions of Franciscan Bishop Don Luis Flavio Capio of Pará in Bahia, Brazil, to protest the huge and destructive San Francisco River Transposition Project. Franciscan peace work is also accompaniment of people living in the midst of war and violence in the Holy Land, in Colombia, in Brazil, where conflict over land and natural resources is endemic, and in many other places in the world. Franciscan peace work is public witness, like the statement of Franciscans from Cincinnati, Ohio, during a recent chapter, who said, "As Franciscans, we affirm the sacredness of all human life and the inherent value of all creation. In a world where violence is rampant, we wish to be a sign of hope, actively promoting the preservation of life, peace among people and nations, justice for all, and reconciliation. We commit ourselves to continued conversion to a life of Franciscan nonviolence in support of a consistent ethic of life." Peace work is public action, like the actions of 120 Franciscan women and men who gathered in Nairobi as Kenya was erupting in post-election violence to open the Franciscan Family Association Office of Justice, Peace, and Integrity of Creation. To symbolize Franciscan togetherness, they tied white ribbons around one another's wrists, staged short dramas to depict successful conflict resolution strategies, and dedicated themselves to work for miracles of peace by renouncing selfishness, dualism, violence, hatred, and fear. Franciscan peacemaking is political advocacy. Franciscans were among the millions around the world who tried to prevent a new war in Iraq in 2003. A Franciscan from India described well this one example of coordinated Franciscan advocacy. He said, Franciscans in Mexico, Central America, and the Caribbean islands sent letters to President Bush requesting the nonviolent resolution of the Iraq crisis. The Spanish inter-Franciscan delegation met the Spanish Prime Minister to convey their protest against Spain's support of the U.S. war campaign. The German Franciscans, along with Pax Christi in Europe, led demonstrations in front of the U.S. Air Force Base at Frankfurt. A Franciscan joined the Pax Christi delegation from the United States to the Vatican to ask the Pope to go to Iraq and to talk to the U.S. President. The English provincials sent a letter to Mr. Blair and Mr. Bush, reminding them that war would be a violation of UN Security Council resolution, of its UN Security Council resolution. Franciscans lobbied at the United Nations in New York, and Franciscans offered to be human shields in Iraq. Franciscans organized a study day in Washington, D.C., during which was written a document entitled Making the U.S. an Instrument of Peace, a Franciscan evaluation of the national security strategy of the United States, which was then delivered to every member of Congress. Franciscans in the United States observed a day of fast and abstinence, and elsewhere in the world, they participated in a No to War, Yes to Peace campaign, pasting posters with the caption Stop War, lighting candles for peace, conducting prayer sessions for peace, and collecting signatures for letters of protest to give to U.S. embassies. And finally, Franciscans, perhaps especially secular Franciscans, work for peace inside and alongside political and economic systems. They work as educators, social workers, parents, students, healthcare workers, pastors, service workers, government officials, elected leaders, and so many others who bring the values of Francis and Claire into the marketplace, into the public square. Like many of you, I am constantly steeped in the richness of stories from around the world, from the corners of the world that I visit myself, and from the many people who come to Washington, D.C., particularly to tell their stories there. Too many of these stories are about dehumanization and exclusion, about throwaway people whose intrinsic dignity is discarded by local and global societies. To work for peace, many Franciscans work for those clinging to life on the margins of our world. To work for peace, they work to end dehumanizing poverty. Many of the stories I hear are also about people on the move. People trying another route to survive and to support their families. People trying to find a new and, they hope, better way of life. Too many of these migrants were forced to uproot because life was simply not sustainable where they were living, thanks to war or to environmental degradation or to poverty. All encounter insurmountable obstacles along the way, and many live with horrendous violence. To work for peace, Franciscans accompany migrants and advocate for justice, for tolerance, for hospitality. Other stories we hear are about outright violence, the violence of oppression, of torture and disappearances, of exclusion, of sexual abuse and sexism, of trafficking in human beings, of ethnic violence and racism, of war and militarism. To work for peace, Franciscans struggle for an end to destructive violence, for an end to war, for an end to all the ways that our societies attack and destroy human life. To work for peace, Franciscans promote reconciliation. The stories we hear more and more now are also about the earth and about the growing evidence of possibly irrevocable damage to creation. They are about the impact of global warming on the glaciers that supply essential water to whole countries. They are about the deep gashes and toxic residues of mines that wound the earth and the communities that depend on her. They are about enormously profitable logging ventures that destroy carefully tended indigenous habitats, and about mega farms that now feed gourmet appetites in the north, while farm workers and their families and local communities go hungry. These stories have helped nourish a cosmovision that is in harmony with Francis' vision of creation, that sees more and more clearly the intrinsic interconnection between human community and earth community and the common threats to both. To work for peace, Franciscans care for the earth. To work for peace, Franciscans nurture bright relationships within an inclusive community of life. In the last 100 years, the world has lived through war, genocide, and brutal repression that collectively have taken millions of lives. The Nazi Holocaust, the killing fields of Cambodia, the war in Vietnam, the Rwandan genocide, the wars in Bosnia and Herzegovina, the war in Chechnya, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, in Sudan and Colombia, the massacres in Guatemala and El Salvador, and tragically on and on. Those of us who claim to follow Francis and Claire carry within our tradition the seeds of another way, and Franciscans around the world are looking to make that real, to nurture a peace that is rooted deeply in the kind of right relationships with all people and all of creation that have marked our tradition for over 800 years. The strength of Franciscan work for peace, I think, is personal and pastoral, and we do that very well. But the obstacles to peace in the context of a radically interconnected world are often systemic and international, even global. The stunning presence of Franciscans on almost every part of our planet presents us with a tremendous challenge and a great opportunity. To make Franciscan work for peace into a worldwide symphony that sustains the pastoral attention to survivors of war and torture and terror, to perpetrators of violence, to refugees and those displaced by war and violence, but at the same time makes a resounding collective insistence on peace with justice among nations, between classes and cultures and faiths, between humans and the rest of Earth community. A collective insistence on right relationships in every direction that make this the hallmark of Franciscan identity worldwide. I believe that the Franciscan family can lead the way in making the Catholic Church a peace church in the rich tradition of our Mennonite and Quaker and Brethren friends. Thank you.